第三章一到五节，耶和华的话二次临到约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微。”耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。”尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到至小的都穿麻衣。读经到此。
今天早上证道的是来自于本堂的陈福才牧师，所证道的题目是约纳所传的道。我们有请陈牧师，也同时欢迎荣珠姐妹来同意。谢谢。
主内的弟兄姐妹们平安，感谢主今天有机会来到神的圣殿中来敬拜他，也给我机会来讲道。我的希望有一天我可以完全的用华语来讲道，但是今天我的华语非常有限，所以请这位姐妹替我翻译。As believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, our greatest desire should be to share our faith with others.
作为在基督徒，我们最大的愿望是和别人分享我们的福音。
Especially with those that we care about, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors.
尤其是我们那些我们是关心的人，我们的朋友，我们的邻居，我们的同事。
We want them to believe in the Lord Jesus and to be saved.
我们希望他们能够相信我们的主耶稣，并且得到拯救。
That's why we should be concerned about the effective communication of the gospel.
所以我们必须要关注福音的有效沟通这个话题。
And here in Jonah chapter 3, we have an example of this effective communication when Jonah preached and 120,000 people believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以在约拿书这第三章里面，约拿对的尼尼微城的人传扬这个福音，当时就有120,000的人来相信耶稣基督。
You may be thinking, oh, I'll never preach to 120,000 people.
也许你会想，我从来不会向这120,000人来传福音。
Most of us won't either, so don't worry.
所以我们大部分人都不可能会这样做。
But you may also be thinking, I can't even imagine sharing the gospel with one person.
可能想，我无法想象如何向一个人去传福音。
If you feel intimidated by the thought of sharing the gospel with others, this is the reason why we're looking at Jonah chapter 3.
如果你对于和别人分享福音有些这个担忧的话，今天我们就来思考约拿福音这个这本书。
How should we go about sharing your story?
我们如何能够来分享我们自己的故事呢？
From today's passage, we want to ask, what are the principles of sharing the gospel effectively?
今天我们来思考如何有效地传达这个福音，有三个原则。
And the three principles are firstly, share my experience with God. Secondly, speak with the prompting of God. And thirdly, speak with the conviction of God.
三个原则是分享我与神的经验。第二个原则是与神的启示对话，并且带着神的信念来传福音说话。
So before we look at the rest of the message, let's begin with the word of prayer.
在我们还没有分享其他信息，让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we pray that you speak to us from your word.
主啊，我求主你用你的话语来亲自对我们说话。
May your spirit open our eyes and open our hearts.
求主你这个圣灵打开我们的心， 打开我们的灵。
That we may not just listen, but apply your words in our lives.
我们不单只是聆听，让我们能够应用在我们的生活上。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. So the first thing about effective communication, it happens when we share our experience with God.
我们第一个原则是，当我们如何有效地来沟通这个福音，是当我们来分享我们和神的经验。
Most of you will be familiar with the story of Jonah.
相信许多人都对约拿这个故事非常有熟悉。
But just in case you are not, let me give you a quick recap.
所以，但是如果你不熟悉的话，我们现在可以重温一下。
Jonah was a prophet of Israel, and he gets a commission, a command from God.
约拿是以色列的先知，他当时受了神的命令。
But he refuses to obey the Lord, and instead of heading east to obey God, he tries to flee to the west.
当时神叫他去东边，但是他背叛神的命令，他就跑到西边去。
And so in the boat, he fell asleep, but God stopped the boat with a fierce storm.
所以他当时在船上他就睡着了，神就把这个船借着一个风暴把它停止。
And the sailors tried to save the ship, but they were unable to.
当时的水手虽然要去抢救这个船，但是他们无法抢救。
And finally, in desperation, they throw Jonah overboard, and the storm stopped immediately.
所以他当时没有办法，就把约拿把他丢到大海里面去。当时这个风浪立刻就停止了。
And Jonah thought that his life would end in the watery grave, but the Lord appointed a fish to swallow him up.
所以当时约拿就以为自己会葬身大海，但是神就命令了一个大鱼来拯救他。
And after 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, Jonah was vomited out the fish's stomach.
所以在大鱼的肚子里面3天3夜，这个大鱼就把约拿给吐出来。
And so Jonah was now ready to obey the word of the Lord that came to him.A second time.
所以现在约拿就准备好来顺服上帝第二次临到他的命令。
So what is it like to be running away from God?
这个从神那边逃跑是怎么样的一个滋味呢？
He was not just trying to run away, he was trying to flee as far as he could from the Lord.
他不只是想逃跑，他想逃得越远越好。
He was told to go to Nineveh in the east to deliver a message from the Lord, but he tried to flee to Tarshish in the west as farOn the Mediterranean coast as he could go.
神是让他去东边的尼尼微城，可是他就跑到西边最西边的这个他斯城去。
What was it like to be in a constricted place, like the stomach of a fish?
在一个非常狭窄的地方是一个什么滋味呢？就很像在鱼的肚子里面。
Well, from running away, Jonah found himself in a prison of sorts.
所以在这个他要逃走之后，但是他就发现自己被囚困在一个地方。
He had gone into the ship hoping to flee.
他上了船，他想逃跑。
But the Lord stopped the ship.
但是上帝就把这个船给停止。
And the sailors had to throw Jonah into the sea.
这些水手就要把他丢到海里面去。
But this was not the end of Jonah's life because God appointed a fish to swallow him up to save him from drowning.
但是这不是这个约拿性命的终止点，神命令了一条鱼来把它吞到肚子里面，保存它的性命。
People have asked me, well, what kind of fish is that?
有人问我这种鱼是什么样的鱼呢？
I say I don't know.
我说我并不知道。
But this one thing I know about the fish.
但是我知道鱼有一点。
It was an obedient fish that swallowed up a disobedient prophet.
这条鱼是非常顺服的鱼，是吞吃了一个不顺服的先知。
Can you see the contrast?
你可以看到这个不同的之分吗？
We human beings are supposed to be very intelligent.
作为人类，我们必须很有智慧。
The fish is supposed to have a very small brain.
这个鱼它的脑子非常小。
But we use our great intelligence to try and defy God.
我们用我们大的智慧来对抗神，来背叛神。
And this fish with his little intelligence, he does what he is told.
这个鱼非常，他的脑子非常小，但是他用他这么小小的脑子来顺服神。
You see, when a fish swallows, his very natural response is to digest.
这个鱼如果它吞吃了一个东西的话，它很自然的，它是要消化这个东西。
But if you swallow without digesting, you actually end up with indigestion.
如果你把东西吃下去又不消化的话，其实这个鱼是不消化不良。
And to have indigestion for 3 days and 3 nights is actually a very terrible thing.
有三天三夜这个消化不良的，其实是非常难受的滋味。
I'm sure the fish was very glad to finally vomit out this prophet.
我相信那个鱼最后可以把这个先知给吐出来，那个感觉非常好。
What was it like to be vomited out of a fish?
被这个鱼吐出来，这个感觉是怎么样呢？
Well, it must have been difficult enough to be in a constricted place.
在这个非常狭窄的地方是很难受的。
Especially if you have claustrophobia.
尤其你是一种幽闭的恐惧症。
I remember many years ago when we were living in the US and I had to climb into above the ceiling, under the roof to do something.
我记得我很多年前在美国居住的时候，我要爬上这个天花板和屋顶这个中间的这个地方。
And as you crawl deeper and deeper into that space, it gets smaller and smaller.
当你越爬越进去的时候，那个地方是越来越狭窄。
And I remember getting stuck there.
我记得我当时被卡在那个地方。
Whoa, it was terrible.
是非常不好受的。
But you know, being vomited out of a fish is even a worse experience.
被一条鱼给吐出来的话，这种感觉是更差劲。
What an experience Jonah had.
这个约拿他的经历是如此。
When a person has gone through an unexpected, unusual experience, you can be very sure he'll be talking about it, and everyone who hears him will be interested to listen.
所以当你和别人分享这么不寻常的经历的话，你非常是希望和别人分享，也别人也非常期待去听。
So when people with unusual experiences speak,We tend to listen.
所以当人有这种不寻常的经历要分享的时候，我们很容易的就会去聆听。
You and I, our experiences may not be astounding.
我们，你和我的经历也许并不是这么惊人。
But they are special to us.
但是对我们来说是特殊的。
And when we are sharing them with people who are usually interested in us,They tend to be willing to listen.
所以当我们和那些对我们有兴趣的人的分享的话，他们一般都会听我们说。
So do think about what the Lord has done for you.
所以我们要思考一下，神在我们的身上有什么样的作为。
And then share these things with your relatives, your colleagues, your neighbors, and your friends.
所以把这些和你的亲戚、你的同事、你的朋友和你的邻居去分享。
Share with them what the Lord has done for you.
和他们分享主在你身上所成就的一切。
The second principle of effective communication is when you speak with the prompting of God.
第二个原则就是靠着上帝的启示来和别人分享。
What is a prompting?
什么是叫这个启示呢？
A prompting is something that happens to you that make you do or say something.
这个启示是有一些东西是发生了，让你要去分享。
For example, you may be sitting in the MRT train.
或许你坐在这个地铁里面。
And something prompts you to give up your seat for this person, this man or woman who gets up the train, even though you're not in a priority seat.
这个有一种启示是让你要坐起来让位给别人，虽然你不是坐在那种优先的座位。
In Jonah's case, the prompting came from God.
这个约拿他的提示是由神而来。
And God said something to make Jonah go to the city of Nineveh to preach the gospel.
所以神启示给约拿，让他去尼尼微城去来传达神的信息。
But how does God prompt?
但是神怎么样启示给他呢？
We read that the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
我们看到耶和华的话临到约拿。
We are not told whether this was an audible voice or just an inner conviction.
我们不知道这个神是对他发出声音来说呢，还是内心的一个启示。
And furthermore, we are told that this was the second time that the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
而且我们知道这是第二次耶和华的话临到约拿。
How gracious is our God to give us a second chance when we have failed him the first time?
当我们第一次来 对神失望的，或我们让神失望的时候，上帝有点恩惠，让我们再有一次机会。
But let's think for a while. Why does God even prompt us?
我们再想一下，上帝为什么要启示呢？
Why does God even bother to use Jonah when God could have done the job himself far better than Jonah could?
我们可以想一下，如果上帝为什么上帝要使用这个约拿？他而且他自己可以把这个工作做得更好。
God's work is always far better than our work.
上帝的工作远远是超乎我们所能做的工作。
Why did God not just send an angel or just write the words in the sky?
为什么上帝不就遣派一个天使，或者把他话写在空中上呢？
Instead, God prompted Jonah to speak.
反而上帝使用的约拿来启示他。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's because God wants to use his servant, the prophet, to speak to the people of Nineveh.
因为上帝要使用他的仆人来向尼尼微城的人来说话。
And in the next point in my sermon, we will see why.
我们在下一点我们可以看到为什么这样。
But you see, God always prompts us from time to time.
我们知道上帝不断地随时来向我们提示。
And usually when God prompts us, it always comes at the most inconvenient of times.
当上帝来感动启示我们的时候，通常在我们不是很方便的时候。
It comes when we don't feel like talking.
当他来的时候，我们并不是。不是我们想说话的时候。
It comes when we don't feel that the people around us are interested to listen to us.
我们受到感动的时候，我们感觉到身边的人并不是有兴趣要听我们所说话。
It comes when we feel like the occasion is inappropriate, or we feel like we are intruding into the people's lives.
也许我们当时感觉这个环境并不适合我们要讲话，或者我们这样讲的话会侵犯别人的生活。
And so usually when God prompts us, we will resist.
所以当上帝感动我们的时候，我们通常会有一种抗拒。
We don't want to put ourselves in awkward positions.
我们不想把自己放在一个尴尬的一个地位。
We'd rather stay in our comfort zone.
我们希望保留在我们自己的一个舒服的环境。
But if ever God prompts you, it is because He knows something that we do not know.
因为可是当上帝要提示你的时候，我们上帝是知道。是知道某一些的东西我们自己所不知道的。
So God wants to work in ways we cannot imagine.
上帝要通过我们不可想象的途径 来成就一些事情。
So share with your relatives, your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends. Share when the Lord prompts you.
所以当上帝启示你的时候，你去和你的亲戚、同事、朋友、邻居去分享。
The third principle of effective communication is that we should speak when the conviction comes from God.
所以第三个原则就是当上帝的信念来临到我们的时候，我们要和别人分享。
What is a conviction?
这个信念是什么呢？
A conviction is a firmly held belief or opinion.
这个信念的意思就是说有一个坚定的信念和一种的观点。
When my youngest son came back from studying in America,
当我小儿子从美国回来读书回来的时候，
he was very persuaded about the need for recycling.
他是非常对这个再循环这个概念非常的有这个信念。
So when we went to NTUC, we are not allowed to take plastic bags from NTUC.
所以当我们去超市的时候，我们就不允许拿他们的塑料袋。
We have to bring our own bags to bring the grocery home.
所以我们拿自己的袋子把这些东西装进去带回家。
That is a conviction.
那种是一个信念。
He believes that by doing this, we can save the earth.
他相信这样做的话，我们可以拯救这个地球。
But how does God convict us?
但是神给如何给我们这个信念呢？
God convicts us through His word.
他用他的话语带给我们有这个信念。
In Jonah's case, it was a spoken word.
在约拿来说，这个是上帝所说的。
And we read that the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
我们这里说耶和华的话第二次临到约拿。
But we are not sure whether it was audible, something that he could hear, or it was inaudible, something that he felt in his heart.
但是我们不知道是神来有声的对他说，还是在他心里面有这种感动。
But for us, the conviction comes to us through the written word of God when we read something in the Bible and get convinced that this is something we should do.
但是神给我们的信念是靠他自己的话语。当我们读经的时候，我们知道这个上帝是要我们做的。
When I first became a believer in the Lord Jesus, soon after professing my faith, my need for Jesus to forgive me of my sins, I felt the conviction that I needed to serve the Lord Jesus with all my life.
当我起初相信上帝，接受他的福音的时候，当时我就有这个信念，我需要全时间的来侍奉神。
And my conviction came from 2 Corinthians chapter 5,Verses 14 to 15.
我当时的信念是来自哥林多后书第五章第十四节到第十五节。
For the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了， 并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
I became convicted that I must live for Jesus.
我当时这个有强烈的信念，我必须要为主而活。
I must no longer live for myself.
我不要再为自己而活。
And that was a conviction that I followed and acted on since 1977, 42 years ago.
这个是我在42年前1977年就一直有的信念。
But what happens when God convicts us?
但是当神让我们有这个信念的时候，会有什么事情发生呢？
Two things happen.
有两件事情会发生。
First of all, Jonah obeyed God.
第一，约拿他顺服了神。
We read that Jonah got up and went to Nineveh.
我们知道这个约拿他就起来去了尼尼微城。
It was about a 500 mile journey.
当时这个路程是差不多有500公英里。
No mean feat.
这并不简单。
And he went into Nineveh.
他就进了这个尼尼微城。
And he made his way into the midst of the people.
他就进到那些民众当中。
It was a sizable city.
是一个非常大的一个城市。
It was probably very intimidating.
当时可能是有一点让人有一点惊吓感。
And you know, when we read this text,It doesn't strike us because we already are so familiar with the story of Jonah.
但是我们读这段经文的时候，对我们来说可能并不是非常稀奇，因为我们非常熟悉这段话语。
But if you read the text as though you're reading it for the first time,
可是如果你想象一下，当你是第一次读这段经文的时候，
This text actually slows down the story very deliberately.
这段的经文就似乎就把这个故事刻意的把它缓慢下来。
So the action is like ta 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 ta, and then when it comes in, ta 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 ta.
所以当之前的节奏是非常的快速的，但是到这里的话，这个节奏就慢了下来。
So when we read this part, we read that the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
当我们来到这里的时候，再次讲到耶和华的话临到约拿。
Get up.
起来
Go to the great city of Nineveh.
往尼尼微城去
And proclaim to it the message that I give you.
向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话
This time, Jonah got up.
这一次约拿就起来了
And he, and went to Nineveh.
他就去了尼尼微城
In accordance with the word of the Lord.
照着神的话语
Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city.
尼尼微城是一个非常大的一个城市。
A three-day journey to cross it.
就用了三天的路程。
And on the first day,
到了第一天,
he set into the city.
他进了这个大城。
And he proclaimed,
他宣告,
40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned.
再等40日,尼尼微城必倾覆了。
So with conviction,
抱着这种的信念,
Jonah preached the message.
约拿宣告神的信息,
even though it was an unwanted message because nobody likes to hear about judgment.
虽然这并不是人们想听的信息, 因为没有人愿意听到会被审判。
And what happened then was that the people of Nineveh believed God.
当时是什么事情发生呢? 尼尼微人信服了神。
Because Jonah spoke with conviction, the people of Nineveh believed in God.
因为约拿靠着他的信念来宣告神的信息，尼尼微人就顺服了。
And because of their faith in what God had said, that he would destroy Nineveh after 40 days, if the people did not repent, they then engaged in acts of repentance.
当时他们就相信了神说如果你们并不悔改的话这个城并倾覆所以我们靠着上帝这个话语他们就悔改了
And thus we read that the Ninevites believed God they proclaimed a fast and dressed in sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least
所以这里说尼尼微人信服神便宣告禁食从小到大都穿满衣
When we act in response to conviction, the results are astounding.
所以当我们以这个信念来顺服，来回应神的话，这个结果是很惊人的。
In Jonah's case, 120,000 people repented of their sins and were saved.
在约拿这个故事里面讲到，是有12万人当时就悔改信主。
So when God convicts, do it.
所以当神有信 让你有这个信念的时候，你要执行出来。
Because God is going to work in and through you.
因为上帝要靠着你，来借着你，来成就。
You will simply be the channel.
你是只是他的一个途径。
And the Lord will produce results beyond our ability to imagine.
所以神会带给我们这个结果是我们无法想象的。
So share with your relatives, your colleagues, your neighbors, your friends when the Lord convicts you.
所以当神给你这个信念的时候，你要和你的亲戚、同事、你的邻居和你的朋友分享。
How can we apply today's message?
我们今天如何来应用今天的信息呢？
Three things I'd like to suggest.
有三点我来强调。
First of all, remember what the Lord has done for you.
第一，要记得神在你的身上所成就的一切。
Secondly, pray for the people you mix with every day.
为你身边的人，每一天你相处的人，为他们祷告。
And thirdly, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
第三是聆听圣灵的声音。
So, firstly, remember what the Lord has done for you.
第一，要记得上帝在你身上所做的一切。
The Lord has saved you.
上帝拯救了你。
The Lord has guided you.
上帝引导了你。
The Lord has provided for all your needs.
上帝为你生命当中提供了一切需要。
And certainly, the Lord has done great and wonderful things for you.
上帝为你成就一些莫大奇妙的事情。
在今年开始的时候，神就派我到 一间很小的教会去那边侍奉。我开始去的时候，本来是觉得很不甘愿，好像哎呀，为什么神啊，你会派到我来这里侍奉呢？但是很奇妙的，神就带领我认识一位姐妹，她是非常信主，非常侍奉主，非常有爱心，很热心的侍奉主。所以我们现在要一起来侍奉。神有他的奇妙的带领。The Lord has his wonderful ways of leading us.
神有他奇妙的带领。
So remember what the Lord has done for you.
所以一定要记得神为你所做的一切。
And these things that the Lord has done for you become a part of the good news that you will share with others.
所以神为你成就的这一切成为你和别人分享的好信息。
Because you want to explain to them what this God is like.
因为你要和他们分享这个上帝是怎么样的一位上帝。
You may use great theological terms that they cannot appreciate.
你也许会一些圣经的哲学，他们但并不欣赏。
But if you share your personal stories, they can relate very well to those.
但是如果你有自己亲身的经历的话，他们非常有同感。
So do share with others what a personal God this is who knows you and cares for you.
所以你和大家分享这位个人的救主他所为你做的一切。
He knows your personal needs and he will meet those needs.
他知道你个人的需要，而且他会成就这些的需要。
Secondly,Pray for the people that you mix with every day.
第二点，就为你每一天所遇到的人，为他们祷告。
You know, when you start praying for the people in your workplace, in your school, in the army camp, or in the neighborhood,
如果你每一天为你的身边的人，你的同事，你的邻居，或者在病院里面遇到的人，你为他们祷告。
Once you start praying for them, you will feel very differently about them.
当你为他们祷告的时候，你对他们的感觉就非常的不一样了。
They are no longer a nuisance.
他们并不是一个很讨厌的人。
They are no longer very irritating to you.
他们对你不是很烦躁。
You begin to care for them.
你开始会关心他们。
And God will open your eyes to see their needs.
上帝会帮助你打开你的眼睛，看到他们的需要。
And then God will move you to meet those needs.
上帝会感动你去看到他们的需要去。
And so for your relatives and friends, you begin to realize and they will begin to realize there's something different about you because you start to really care for them.
所以你的亲戚朋友们也会感觉到你所不同的，因为你现在开始去关心他们。
So first of all, remember what the Lord has done for you.
所以第一要记得上帝在你身上所做的一切。
Secondly, start to pray for the people around you.
第二就是为你周边的人开始为他们祷告。
And thirdly, very importantly, is to listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit.
第三更重要的是聆听圣灵的声音。
You see, once you start praying for the people around you, God through His Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you about these people.
所以当你求着圣灵的感动的时候，上帝就会让你看到这些人的需要。
And he may reveal to you some need that you have that you should go up to them.
所以当上帝会让你看到他们的需要，你可以去来帮助他们。
One example is of Philip, who was urged to approach this Ethiopian eunuch.Who was riding in a chariot away from Jerusalem.
所以其中一个例子就是看到这个腓力，他就是靠着圣灵的感动去参去让这个和这个以索比亚这个太监去和他交谈。当时他是在去这个耶路撒冷的路上。
他要离开。
离开耶路撒冷，sorry.
He was reading a passage from Isaiah.
他当时在看以赛亚书。
And he couldn't understand what this passage was about.
但是他并不明白以赛亚书说什么。
And God told Philip, go approach that chariot.
所以神对腓力说，你去和这个人去谈话。
And when he got there and realized that the eunuch was reading from Isaiah, he asked him, what are you reading?
所以当时他看到这个太监的时候，他就问他，你在看什么呢？
Do you understand what you're reading?
你明白你所看的吗？
And then Philip used that passage of scripture to explain to him who Jesus was.
所以腓力就靠着这段的经文让他解释谁是耶稣基督。
God can use us to touch the lives of our neighbors and friends in the same way.
所以神可以靠着，也是如此的靠着，让我们能够和我们的朋友，我们的邻居来使用我们。
They may be struggling with some issue in life.
他们也许在生命当中有一些的挣扎。
And they can't understand what's happening.
他们并不知道为什么这些事情发生。
But when we come alongside them, God may use us to help them and explain to them.
所以我们上帝可以带领我们到他们的身边来帮助他们。
Another example is of Peter, the apostle, who had been praying when he was moved by the Holy Spirit to go and visit the household of Cornelius and to bring the gospel to them.
所以另外一个例子就是彼得，当他祷告的时候，上帝就感动他来到哥尼流他的家人去和他们分享福音。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
哥尼流他们是外邦人。
But he wanted to believe in God.
但是他希望相信主。
And Peter is a Jew.
彼得他是犹太人。
And he felt that, Jews and Gentiles, we don't mix.
所以彼得相信犹太人和外邦人我们并不混在一起。
But God spoke to Peter, go to the household of Cornelius.
但是上帝跟彼得说你要去这个哥尼流的家族里面。
And when he got there, he explained to them the gospel.
当他到了那边和他们分享福音的时候。
He spoke to Cornelius and his whole household, and they all believed in Jesus.
当他和哥尼流家族分享福音的时候，他们全家都信主。
So God may send you to a group of friends or to a family who are all seeking after God.
也许上帝会差你到一帮的朋友当中，他们已经在寻求上帝。
So the Holy Spirit will direct us who to speak to, when to speak up, and what to say.
所以圣灵会带领我们，我们要说些什么，我们什么时要说，还去哪里说。
It's really powerful when we listen to the Holy Spirit and we respond in obedience.
所以当我们来聆听圣灵的声音，服从圣灵的声音的话，这股的力量是非常的大。
To share the gospel effectively, we need to remember the three principles.
所以我们当有效地来传达这个福音的时候，有三个原则。
Share your experience with God.
和大家分享我们和神的经验。
Share what God has done for you.
分享上帝在我们身上所成就的。
Secondly, speak with the prompting of God.
第二，靠着圣灵的启示来分享。
Speak when God tells you to.
当神和你说话的时候，我们才去分享。
Thirdly, speak with conviction from God.
第三，带着神的信念来传扬。
Speak boldly and speak clearly.
大胆的和清楚的来分享。
Not so difficult, right?
并不是这么困难吧。
Then why is it we do so little sharing of our faith with others?
那是为什么我们就很少来去和别人分享呢？
Perhaps there are two reasons.
也许有两个原因。
Firstly, because we really do not believe that they will listen and that they will believe.
第一，也许我们并不相信他们会听，或者他们会相信。
And secondly, we really don't want them to be spared. We think they deserve to be punished.
第二，也许我们真的不希望他们得救，我们希望他们被受惩罚。
You see, from the story of Jonah, Jonah really did not believe that the people would repent.
看着这个约拿书里面，我们就可以看到约拿并不相信这些人会悔改。
When they actually did repent, he was like, huh? 发生什么事呢？为什么他们会悔改呢？我不相信他们会相信呢。He was actually caught by their response. He was like, wow, I must stay and watch and see what's happening.
所以他们对尼尼微城的反应其实非常的惊讶，所以他说我要留下来看什么事情会发生。
And this is so sadly true of us as well.
所以在我们来说，对我们自己，其实这个是一个很悲惨的一个现实。
We pray, but we really do not believe that what we pray will come true.
我们祷告，但是我们并不相信我们的祷告会实现。
An interesting story is told about a church that stood opposite a pub.
有一个故事是讲一个在这个教会，这个教会就是在一个酒吧的对面。
And the people in the church started praying that God would close down the pub.
在这个教会里面，他们就开始祷告，这个酒吧它会倒闭。
And one day there was a lightning storm, and the lightning hit the pub, and it burned down to the ground.
就有一天，这个闪电就击中了这个酒吧着火，这个烧毁了。
And the owner of the pub wanted to put the blame on the church because they prayed that God would shut down the pub.
所以这个酒吧的这个主人他就要控告这个教会，因为教会要祷告把这个酒吧给倒闭。
So the owner of the pub took the case to the court.
这个酒吧的主人就把这个教会控到法庭上去。
And the church denied the charge.
但是教会他们就否认了这个控告。
And the judge was puzzled.
这个法官就觉得很疑惑。
He said, here is a church that does not believe in what she prays for, and here's a pub owner who does.
这个法官就说，这有个教会，他们并不相信自己的祷告，但这个酒吧的主人倒是相信了他们的祷告。
Do we believe in what we pray for?
我们对我们的祷告，我们相信吗？
As someone puts it, before you pray, believe.
有人这么说，你祷告之前，你要相信。
我自己也有一个经验，我想如果有时间我快快跟你们分享一下。有一次我被请到医院去为一个人祷告，那时候我到那边的时候，他的兄弟就跟我讲，医生已经讲这个人最多会留一个礼拜而已。但是他的妻子就跟我讲，我希望我的先生可以留到我的生日才如果有发生什么事就没事。但是他的生日离开那天大概有两个月的时间。我听他这样讲的时候，我心里就在想，我可以为你们祷告，但是我不相信他可以留这么久的时间。医生已经讲了，只能留七天最多了，你要他留两个月的时间，哪里可以这样祷告呢？所以我为他祷告，但是我心里没有想到神会这样的有奇妙的带领。你相信吗？这个病人留到他的妻子的生日两个月的时间，还在他心间还是在医院，还是在，但是神很奇妙的带领他。这个妻子呢，就从那天我为他祷告的时候，就慢慢的认识到神是真的神。因为他是日本人，日本人对神没有什么概念，没有什么interest
兴趣
很没有想要认识神。但是因为我从那天为他祷告，他的眼睛就突然间发觉到，哇，原来你的神是真是听祷告的神啊。 So before you pray, believe.
所以当我们祷告之前，我们要相信。
And God had to rebuke me.
所以上帝当时要要
责备
我。
Yeah. Secondly, from Jonah, we realize that he really did not want God to forgive the people of Nineveh.
当时我们就可以看到约拿他真的不想上帝来宽恕这个尼尼微城的人。
Instead, God, Jonah wanted Nineveh to be destroyed.
他是希望尼尼微城被毁灭。
Because this wicked and cruel nation would one day destroy his own nation of Israel.
因为这个恶劣的大臣，他总有一天也许是会毁灭了他自己国家。
So he didn't want that to happen. So he didn't want God to forgive Nineveh.
所以他并不希望自己的国家被毁灭，所以他不希望上帝能够赦免这个尼尼微城。
I think this is your and my problem when we come to praying for the salvation and the forgiveness of the people whom we think do not deserve, who we think deserve the punishment of God.
这也许就是你和我的感受，当我们看到那些我们并不喜欢，我们觉得不应该被赦免的人，我们并不愿意为他们去祷告。
We do not want them to be forgiven.
我们并不希望他们被赦免。
We'd rather see them being judged by God.
我们宁可看到他们被神审判。
And so when we are sharing the gospel with them, we're secretly hoping,不要信啊，不要信。
当我们为他，我们当他分享福音的时候，我们也许秘密的就说他们，宁可他们不要相信。
So these are the two reasons then that keep us from sharing the gospel with others.
这个也许就是其中两点的原因，让我们和不愿意和别人分享福音。
We do not believe that they will really listen.That they really believe.
我们并不相信他们会聆听，他们会相信。
And we do not want them to be spared because we think they deserve to be punished.
我们觉得他们应该被受惩罚，并不应该被得救。
And if this is true of us, then we really need to hear the story of Jonah and to learn the lesson of Jonah that God wants us to have a heart of compassion.To feel as he feels.
如果是这样的话，我们更要看学习约拿这本书。上帝要我们有这个怜悯的心。
Only with a heart of compassion would we even think of sharing our faith with those who have yet to believe.
只有这种怜悯的心的话，我们才能和别人分享这个福音。
And only with a heart of compassion will we come out of our comfort zone and share even when we don't feel like sharing.
只有有着这种怜悯的心，我们可以走出我们这种的舒适的环境，和别人分享，即使我们自己并不愿意和他们分享。
Only a heart of compassion will help us see that people need the Lord.
只有有这种怜悯的心，我们才可以看到人们需要救赎。
So let me ask you, who is one person that you can share the gospel with?
所以我们可以想一想，有哪一位人你可以和他分享这个福音呢？
Just one person, share with one person next week.
只有一个人，下个星期就和这个人和他分享。
Share what God has done in your life.
和他分享上帝在你身上所做的一切。
Start by praying for that person.
开始为这个人祷告。
And then as the Lord leads you, share with that person.
当圣灵感动你的时候，和这个人分享。
Then trust God to work.
相信上帝会成就。
我们来一起做一个祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你是掌管完全的神。我们可以依靠你，用了我们来分享你的福音给别人，让他们可以信主耶稣做他们的救主。我们祷告，奉主耶稣名求，阿门。